It was one practice, but it was a hell of a practice. He's doing a great job. Yeah, we'll just crown everybody today before I've watched the tape and after five reps. But no, usually when you have an OTAs like that, you don't go celebrate for the 40 days away. You know how good it feels in OTAs, and you build off that in a training camp. So I would have been very surprised if he took a step back and we didn't see that at all today.
Whether they're speaking in tongues,
close to body, no, the morning,
no, right? Yeah. Or talking sports, they're back. They are Murph and Mac on The Sports Leader. Available now on your Google Home smart speaker. Just say play KNBR. KNBR.
All right, getting ready to hook up with Matt Maiocco, our 49er insider, one of the great voices covering the team. Adam Copeland in for Brian Murphy, Paulie Mack with you. Right up until 10 o'clock today, jumping Johnny London, Greg Papa, take you from there. You know, listen, we've heard a lot of buzz, Copes. Camp just getting started, but there's a lot of excitement kind of radiating from the Santa Clara area, and just hearing a lot of positive things about not only Jimmy Garoppolo, also Trey Lance. So that being said, let's welcome Matty back to the program. Matt, good morning. You're on with Paulie Mack and Adam Copeland today. How's it going,
man?
Matt?
It is going great. I'm just on the road heading down to Santa Clara right now. Practice starts at 10:17, and I like that attention to detail. You know, usually practice starts at 10:15 or, you know, 10 o'clock, you know, in 15-minute increments, but the 49ers this year, practice 10:17.
Hey, you know what I mean? Hey, Matty, the Shanahan offense, it's all about precision, and that goes to the X's and O's and to the clock as well. 10:17 it is. Are the rumors true, Matty? Is Trey Lance as exciting as I'm hearing he is? Is he that athletic and just sounds like he's kind of jumping off the practice field? And while you're at it, chase that with a Jimmy G anecdote, because I'm hearing a lot of positive things about him as well. How are guys looking?
Those two guys threw the ball very well yesterday. And, you know, different types of throws. Jimmy actually made a couple what they call off-schedule plays where he's sliding to his left or right, and he threw some really nice balls. Trey Lance showed a nice variety. He threw a four-seam fastball down the middle to hit somebody, you know, probably 25 yards down the field, and then he came back and floated one up nicely for George Kittle. So I don't know if you saw the highlights that they posted in 49ers.com, but you know, both of those guys looked really good. And of course, for Trey Lance, I mean, he had just signed his contract 2 hours before practice. He gets out there, and I just thought that, you know, if there was like a rule where an NFL team could not start the same quarterback more than 9 games in a year, I think the 49ers would be, I can't imagine there would be a team with maybe a better quarterback situation than them, because I think Garoppolo is set up to have his best season yet.
Right.
And just by the early look of it, you know, Trey Lance has everything you want in a quarterback. So, hey, right now the 49ers are in pretty good shape. I'm not saying Trey Lance is ready to go out there and start winning football games, because, you know, so much has to go into it as far as reading defenses and just, you know, pre-snap and making the right reads and that stuff we don't know about. Other than, I know Kyle Shanahan was happy with where the ball was going, and he was happy with, he said, the eligibles, you know, the guys who are catching the ball as well as the guys who are throwing the ball.
Matt Maiocco with us on the UMA guest line, covers the 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. Matt, you've covered the team for a long time, man. You've been out there when rookie quarterbacks go out and they take their first snaps at a training camp or a rookie mini camp. How is Trey, like, not stacking them up against old, you know, former quarterbacks that were on the team or former rookies, but as far as the hype around him, as far as the skill set you're seeing for a guy who came out of an FCS school, who's not a, obviously goes number three overall, but was not playing for a power program in the D1 sense, certainly in the D2 sense. How does he stack up, you think, as far as other young quarterback skill sets that you've seen over the last few years?
Yeah, well, I mean, I will tell you, you know, I will compare with other rookie quarterbacks. You know, one of the first ones, you know, Alex Smith, he struggled. You know, he it was not pretty, yeah. You know, his rookie season and in that first training camp. Colin Kaepernick was much more interested in running the ball than throwing the ball in practices. And I remember defensive backs going, man, you know, he doesn't even want to throw the ball against us. You know, the best quarterback, and actually, I mean, this is kind of sounds funny now, but probably the best quarterback that I've seen as a rookie stepping in was C.J. Beathard. And I think that just based on one practice and then what I saw in a couple of practices in the offseason, I mean, I would think that Trey Lance not only could be the best rookie quarterback that they've had here, but the best by a long, long shot. And I think it's a couple things. I think the skills are obvious. You know, the arm strength, his ability to move is, you know, exceptional. You know, in a lot of ways, Colin Kaepernick was more of a long strider at the quarterback position as a runner. And Trey Lance seems to be more point guard, if you will, you know, a little bit more shifty. But, you know, the arm strength is phenomenal. But here's one thing that I think people overlook, and I don't think I grasped it until maybe the last couple months.
Okay.
But that Trey Lance got really good coaching at North Dakota State. Like his quarterback's coach there, Randy Hedberg, played in the league. He's kind of an old-time guy. But there's a reason that North Dakota State has put, you know, their last three quarterbacks in the NFL. And two of them have been top three picks, Carson Wentz and Trey Lance. And they also have Easton Stick, who's with the Chargers. So I talked to scouts in the pre-draft process who told me that, man, Trey Lance looks like he's been very – either he's an incredible natural quarterback or he's been very well coached. And I think that it's both. I think he's a natural quarterback who's been very well coached up to this point.
You know what, Matt? I want to go back to – and it's all very encouraging. This all sounds great. I can't wait to watch this kid play. Even if it is preseason, I just want to see him out there. I just want to watch him work. But back to Garoppolo for a second, Matt. You know, I'm thinking as you're talking about the Shanahan relationship with Jimmy as a coach, and I wonder at this point after the amount of football Jimmy's played and – clearly, he's had problems with injuries, and I think his biggest obstacle has been just staying on the field. But do you think that, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, this is going to light a fire under Garoppolo, and certainly that's the case. That's unavoidable. But I wonder, do you think Shanahan looks at Garoppolo now, just excluding Trey Lance altogether, just specifically on Jimmy G, do you think Kyle thinks he should be farther along at this point? Or do you think that, hey, Trey Lance is in here now. There is a lot of talk. The heat is on Garoppolo. So we're going to wind up getting the best football out of him as possible as a result of all this, I believe. But do you think that Shanahan looks at him and goes, yeah, he should be farther along than he is at this point?
Paulie, that's a great question. And you know, I think Kyle is very honest. But I don't know that he's being completely honest when he says that, you know, all about this move was injury-related, you know, driven by Jimmy's injuries.
Yeah.
I do believe what you are asking, that there's been frustrations with Kyle, that Jimmy should have been farther along. Even when he was playing, there was things that maybe he saw the game not necessarily the way Kyle Shanahan sees it.
Right.
And so I do believe that there was frustration there, that, you know, it wasn't all just injury related. And I do think that Kyle has tried to kind of light a fire under Jimmy on occasion and maybe created a greater sense of urgency and, you know, maybe even a sense of desperation.
Yeah.
You know, get the guys together in the offseason, go work out, do all these things, do everything you need to do to give yourself the best chance. And so I do think that, you know, obviously they made the decision that Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to be the long-term answer. But I would say that if Jimmy Garoppolo had shown the things on the practice field and in games that he showed this offseason, if he had done that in the past, I think the 49ers would have been a lot less likely or eager to move on from him. So that's my take.
Right.
Right. And I feel fairly confident in saying that. But if it's about this season, I think the 49ers are in a pretty good situation with their quarterback because, I think Jimmy Garoppolo's in position to have a really, really good season. And if Trey Lance ends up as the starter at some point, non-injury related, it would tell me that Trey Lance is even better than Garoppolo. So therefore, the 49ers have upgraded that position beyond what they think they've upgraded by having a motivated and determined Jimmy Garoppolo behind center.
Talking to Matt Maiocco on the UMA guest line. Switching over to the defense here for a second, Matt. The three biggest contributors, Fred Warner's re-signed last week or signs the extension last week. We know he's going to be out there, but the three biggest guys, I think there are question marks around D4, Nick Bosa, Javon Kinlaw, three perceived starters, were supposed to be impact players. They're easing them into the full workload. How careful are they being with these guys throughout the preseason? How much do you think we'll see him? Is D4 a guy that may not see the field till the regular season as far as actual football action? What do you think about these three guys right now?
Yeah, that would be my guess. You know, here's the thing. You know, we've been talking about the quarterbacks. Really face it. You know, this time of year, the only real news out of NFL training camps that impacts the regular season is bad news. And it's always injuries, right? It's something happened in week two of the preseason, and now that guy's not going to be ready for the opener or several weeks into the year, whatever.
Right.
So I don't think there's any real reason to take any chances. You know, they can ramp those guys up slowly. With D Ford, you know, I know Fred Warner seems very encouraged and thinks that, you know, the old D Ford is back, but you know, you just don't know with backs. And this is a guy who missed the final 15 games of last season. You know, if he's able to get out there on the field, that's great. If he's able to play at a high level, that's even greater. And if he's able to play most of the games or all the games, well, that's greatest. But
yeah,
I just don't know that's, you know, nobody knows if that's realistic or not. So he's a huge guy. I think Bosa looks to be the guy with the least amount of questions. You know, he showed up with a little brace on his left knee, but he's doing well. And then Javon Kinlaw is one where I just kind of wonder about, because uh-oh, it's not like the knee issue just, you know, came out of the blue. I mean, that's something that he battled his senior year, or is not senior year, but his last year at South Carolina. It's something that kept him out of the NFL scouting combine. He had a procedure in the offseason. And I know the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan, he labeled it as minor, but anytime you're as big a man as Javon Kinlaw is, and your knee starts swelling up when you get on a plane, you know, keep an eye on it. You know, there's got to be some concern there.
Yeah, I would think so. You're absolutely right. There's enough evidence and enough history there. That's something we're going to definitely keep an eye on, Matt. Hey, great stuff as always. You can check Matty out. Get more Matty Maiocco at NBCSportsBayArea.com. But in the meantime, Matty, we look forward to our next chat on the Murph and Mac Show. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk soon.
Later, Matt.
Yeah, sounds great. Great talking to you guys.
Take care, Matty. Matty Maiocco, everybody. And again, there's more excitement coming off this camp than I think I've felt in a while, and that includes after the Super Bowl season. This is like, there's a buzz down there right now.
It's also fun playing that sound from around the league. All these coaches are mad. Players
aren't
showing
up. Everyone's flipping out.
Guys are holding out. Guys demanding trades. And the Niners are like, yeah, no. Jimmy looks good, man.
Yeah.
He's dropping S-bombs,
yeah.
F-bombs. He's all good, man. You know, it's funny, dude. I meant to tell you this. The Matt Maiocco, who does a great job covering the Niners, a great friend of the show, comes on all the time. People who don't know the great humor of a Matt Maiocco.
Yeah.
When we were at the Perry's on Union Street.
Yeah, I got to hang out with him
back,
that night, too. That
Matt
was cool.
There for the Pedro Gomez book release that Murph was a part of and Steve Kettman put on for the passing of Pedro, but a lot of Bay Area illuminators were there. Larry Bear, Bruce Jenkins showed up, just so many people. Ann Killian was there, a lot of people hanging out. Matt Maiocco. Anyway, Maiocco walks up and he had never met Sasha before.
Nice.
So Sasha's standing there talking, telling a story to, it might have been Kirk Reynolds, dude. She was talking to him and his wife.
Another guy there. Shout out Kirk Reynolds
dude,
for
Kirk
life.
Kirk was fantastic.
Rules.
Awesome to meet Kirk.
He's the best.
Anyway, they're talking and they're chatting him up, and Sasha's got her heavy Australian accent, And Matty Maiocco comes up and just sort of stands there watching Sasha talk, and she finished talking. I introduced him, and he said, "You've got a great accent. What part of Texas are you from?"
Oh! Wow.
Pretty good line from Matty. Got a good laugh, too.
What
got a good
did
laugh.
Sasha say?
Oh, she laughed. She thought it was funny.
Yeah, I'm from El Paso.
From El Paso.
We all talk like this
said,
down there.
From El Paso. Is
how we all talk
down
there.
It's how we all talk down under in Paris, Texas.
God bless Sasha. God bless Matt Maiocco. And God bless the M&M show with Adam Culpin, who's been killing it all week.
It's been fun, man.
We're going to do it again tomorrow, too, but not so fast. Before we leave, what do we have time for, Coach? We have one more digression, one last cooler. I'm not sure what we have time for in that last segment, but we'll figure something out.
By the way, Kerry Crowley checks in, wants everybody to know he was at that party as well. He just said, you didn't even mention my name at Perry's on Union.
And I can, since we're going to shout out Kerry Crowley, KC as I like to call him now on the streets, I can report the tan was in full effect. It was in full effect.
Not to be outdone by a great Bud Geraci, though. Geraci was hanging out, too.
He's not going to be outdone by, Kerry's not going to be outdone by anybody, especially when it comes to just a tan off. He's going to win most tan off competitions.
Yeah, the freckle-faced tan and turtleneck of
Kerry
Crowley.
And if you
Crowley.
Remember the weather conditions of the event now, it was kind of a foggy, cool night, so the tan really popped against the white clouds of San Francisco fog.
He might have gone for a jog to get to Perry's as well.
I'm just trying to prop up my guy, Kerry.
You're all right.
Yeah, he's doing what he's got to do, and I'm here, and I got his back. He texted
me. He said, you can't even mention me when talking about the luminaries, and I fired back, Polly. I could show you. I just said, I said, blank you.
I'm liking this kid more and more. He's making me laugh.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. All right, Adam Culpin, Polly Mack, we return on the other side. Get ready to hand it over to Lund and Papa on KMBR 680, the sports leader.
Murph and Mac podcasts are available now on Spotify by searching KNBR, the sports leader.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.